This is, of course, knowledge, the Jennings Association's folks that helped out with this. This was a survey. It's not done by myself. I'm just happening to be standing up here giving the presentation. Both Ed's group, Rick's group, and everybody else, the idea behind this, of course, is we want to be doing research that's relevant to the ginning industry and that pays attention to the concerns or issues that come up. And sometimes, you tell us stuff, and then other times when we ask it, people can phrase things in a certain way and get a different point across. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover what the questions were and some of the responses. Basically, it was five questions because we don't want to overload anybody with a bunch of questions. And it was, what state you're in? What are the top three research needs of the ginning industry? So your view of what you see the industry as a whole, then your view of what you see your particular gin needs, and then the biggest improvement needed in modern day ginning, and then the improvement needed with cotton harvesting. So research areas and all those. Anyway, here's where the respondents were from. Of course, we broke it down, Mid-South, Southwest, Far West, and the Southeast. And of course, the predominant, Mid-South was predominantly the responders. The Southwest, second, of course, Far West, and then last was Southeast. We'd like to improve that, and I know sometimes people, when you get these survey requests, it's like, delete. I don't need another one of these emails and asking me stuff like that. But it really means a lot if you can take the opportunity. We don't want to, give you survey fatigue or email fatigue with all these responses. So we'll probably send those questions out again sometime in the future, not the near future, but. And hopefully get some more responses. This is the, broke them down into these categories. Basically, I know it seems like a lot of categories, but of course the responses were open-ended, so the way people phrased it, and some people decided to, said, what's the top three needs? And they gave four or five for number one, and two or three for number two. And so what we did is we just kind of grouped them, and you can see the areas at the very bottom is miscellaneous. And that was just a few of them that we didn't, how do you put this in a certain category? And basically, here were the miscellaneous answers. Of course, question two, question three, question five. Question two was for the nation. Question three is for your local gin. And of course, question five is the harvesting. Cotton flow and warehousing efficiency. Online or scarce or used parts directory by gin. Basically, the idea is, if I need a part or I need a piece of equipment, I can just go to this main directory that's warehoused by somebody and overseen by somebody, and then I can find it and find out where it's at and who's got it. How to provide better customer service, and then informed producers, coordination between gin and field, and proper timing of defoliation and harvest were the other ones that we really didn't group so much into those other categories. The top three needs of the ginning industry. I'm going to show you the nation, and then I'll show you one region. I'm not going to show you every single region. I just selected them at random. Nationally, it was automation and labor. When everybody looked at the nation as a whole, they said, okay, automation and labor, 14.6%. is basically because of the labor situation, they want more automation. When you go with, then of course, second was round module handling and unwrapping, 11.5, and then you had production processing cost, followed by moisture and drying. And then you can see where the rest of the items fall. If you go to the Southwest, I just happened to choose the Southwest for this one. The round module handling and unwrapping was the largest for that region. Other regions had other emphasis. Production processing cost was number two, followed by automation and labor. If I looked at the top three needs of the gin, automation and labor, of course, was predominant there as well. It was 19.8%, followed by moisture drying, and then production processing cost. You had trash and bark levels in there at 10.4. And then, of course, you have those others, which are all those individual breakout. Is that blurry to y'all, or does that just look blurry to me? It kind of looks that way to me. The Thank you, Ross. On the far west had moisture and drying was their primary concern on a local basis. And then with dust emission control and automation labor. If I'm comparing the question 2 and 3, basically if I'm looking at the difference between what they thought from a national level and then what they thought from their local gen level, this was the 16 categories and then miscellaneous also. So on a local level, automation and labor was real big. Maybe not so much nationally in their mind. Also, moisture and drying was real big on a local level, as well as trash and bark. But if you look at like the round module handling and unwrapping, when everybody was looking at the industry as a whole, they saw that as more important than they did on their individual gen. There you go. I can do that. There was two of them that had a national interest, marketing and transportation, but they weren't of local concern, at least when people were answering that for themselves locally. Biggest improvement needed in modern-day ginning, production and processing cost was the driving factor nationally, followed by automation, labor, and round module handling and unwrapping. If I look at the Mid-South, it was they had automation, labor, and production and processing cost basically being the same, of equal concern. If I'm looking at harvesting, trash bark level was the big one. And then, of course, you have the handling of the round modules, which was really about the same as the drying. On the Mid-South here, trash and bark was the primary concern. There was a lot of comments from the Mid-South about seeing increases in bark level, and of course, from those of you who've already talked about that, how some of the bark levels were higher this year. On the Southwest, it was quality classing was of interest, and by that, some of that meant it was talking about quality issues that may be associated on the harvester. It was also talking about grades, being able to have some sense of moisture. Here's some ideas, because if I'm grouping everything in a category, you kind of miss some of the ideas of the individual thoughts that were expressed. So I just chose, here's 11 that kind of give you an idea of some of the things that were of concern. The reuse and the recycle of the module wrap, the idea that we could take it, we could recycle it, and also evaluate efficiency of using 1,000, 2,000 pound bale of cotton. We've had folks talk about that earlier. Sensor that alert ginners to when repairs are needed, such as strain rods, when do they need to be replaced. Online, of course, I already mentioned the online used parts directory. Other uses for cotton besides textiles. That's a researchable item. App that takes pictures, GPS, timestamp, and location in the field. So basically, I take the picture, where my module is, and I can track it the entire time. I can tell you when you come pick it up, and it's in transit all the way to the gen, and I can tell you where you put it out on the yard. Other uses for, let me see, and then the moisture monitor on harvesters that record moisture and prevent harvesting if moisture is too high. That's a, that is a sensor looking to be circumvented right there. That's some of those were expressed rather, I didn't use all the words that were used. Tracking system for modules with weights and moisture values. And I thought that was interesting, the idea that when you pick it up, you're actually going to give me the weight and also have the moisture, sort of scanning it as you're bringing it onto the module truck. And it also has the weight, so you keep track of it. Inline burr grinding, and then the last two that they were real-time measurements, sort of a sensor that how much cotton is coming off the seed, So I want to know exactly how clean I'm actually getting the seed, or, you know, how well am I actually doing in the ginning process? And then also, how much am I actually mowing from each of my lint cleaners on a real-time basis? And I thought those were, you know, those were some interesting, good comments. And there were some others. And I really appreciated the effort and the folks that responded to that. And that's, you know, that, like I said, this is not just for us. I share this with Ed's group, with Rick's group, and it's things we have interest in and appreciate it. Any questions? All right.
Appreciate it, Greg. Anybody have any questions? All right, next presenter, Greg Fiquet.